We're going to dive right into our next program, and that's going to be AI in the bankruptcy practice and the ethics involved. So I know that there's a lot of excitement about this topic, and our panelists are excited to inform you about it. So to my far left is Aria Arzada. She's a principal at Holder Law. Aria currently serves as a Chapter 7 panel trustee in the Northern District of Texas, Dallas Division, and a Subchapter 5 trustee in Region 6. She periodically serves as a Chapter 11 trustee, liquidating trustee, and examiner in the Northern District and across the country. Aria has litigated multiple discharge and dischargeability complaints over the years, as well as a myriad of other bankruptcy-related matters. To her right is Nancy Rappaport. Professor Rappaport is a UNLV Distinguished Professor, the Garman Turner Gordon Professor of Law at the William S. Boyd School of Law at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and Affiliate Professor of Business Law and Ethics in the Lee Business School at UNLV. Her specialties are bankruptcy ethics, ethics and governance, law firm behavior, and the depiction of lawyers in popular culture. Among her published works are Corporate Scandals and Their Implications, which addresses the question of why we never seem to learn from prior scandals. And fun fact about Professor Rappaport, she has appeared in the Academy Award-nominated movie Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room, as herself. And to my immediate left is Jason Bruckner. Jason is Gray Reed's, bankruptcy practice group leader and focuses his practice on advising debtors, buyers, creditors, trustees, committees, lenders, and other constituents in all aspects of distressed insolvency and restructuring scenarios. In his experience, Jason has tons of experience in industries ranging from oil and gas, manufacturing, distribution, and healthcare to poultry and meat processing, metals trading, and restaurants. So please help me welcome the panel.
Thank you.
Thanks. And most recently, prison healthcare, but that's a whole story for a different day. Okay, so good afternoon, everybody. We've got a lot. There's a lot on the plate when it comes to AI and ethics. We're going to try to make it fun. We're going to bounce around a lot. We're going to do a demo, maybe two for everybody, little audience participation, and hopefully we'll make everybody smarter than you were before you came into the room. So let's start here. Are the robots coming for us? Are we going to be put out of business? And this question, along with several of the other slides, is there an obligation to use AI, which is one of Nancy's pet projects and pet issues? Can AI be helpful to us in our practice as bankruptcy lawyers and counselors in general? What are the ethical rules and concerns that come into play when using AI in the practice of law? And those are just a few of the issues, but they're all interrelated and inextricably intertwined with each other. So what's the best way to start here, Nancy? Let's start with, what is AI? Do you want to take a crack at that?
Yeah, the idea behind artificial intelligence, and specifically generative artificial intelligence, is that we're using computers and algorithms to replace some of the work that human lawyers are already doing. And as everybody knows Kareem from ABI, as Kareem used to say, lawyers used to be doing work that was better done by robots. Now we're going to let robots do robot work, and lawyers can do lawyer work, and it will let us use a different set of skills while having more of the mundane stuff, or as we used to call it, the mind-numbingly boring stuff, go to robots.
And everybody in this room, both today as you sit here, at home, in your car, you are using AI every single day. If you talk to Siri, that's AI. If you talk to Alexa, that's AI. If your law firm has any kind of email protection, when you send an email, like at my firm, it says, oh, I see you're emailing Aria Holder. You typically email Barbara Holder. Are you sure you want to send that email to Aria? Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you click on the send button on an email and it automatically starts to spell check or sentence check your grammar for you, that is AI. Do you have a smart thermostat or a smart home?